I'm going to talk about that.
Okay, today's topic, continuing with the laws of who can join a minion, we dealt with the idea of a katan. On page 157, we deal with a very practical, potentially even emotionally charged issue, and that is, can we have someone who's not Shomer Torah Mitzvot, can they join a minion? The Beit Yosef in Source 26 says, listen, Adam Shu Avaryan, here's a guy, he's a sinner. You know, they didn't necessarily put him in Nidui, they didn't, like, you know, send him to Siberia, right? Listen, if they didn't excommunicate him, so he can be gathered. Why not? He's not excommunicated. What's the rationale? It's a very well-known limud. It says, Dichtiv Ba'achal, when it comes to Achan, who stole from the Echerim in Sefer Yeshua, it says, Hey Israel, Afal Pisha Chata, Israel who? That even though we see here, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, this is also quoted on a pasuk in Shir Shirim. It says, Banim Umlalim. The Gemara says, not Shir Shirim. It's a pasuk in Yeshayahu, where it calls Bnei Israel, my children, the rebellious ones. Again, afli shechata, they're so-called my children, right? So we see in many different places the people who sin are still called Jews, Israel, or children, so therefore they sin, but they're so-called children, they can't for minyan. And therefore, says the Beit Yosef, they've not left the definition of klal Yisrael. What about if they've actually been physically excommunicated, which I don't believe we did too often in 2018? If you've been physically excommunicated, okay, that perhaps could be a distinction. And that's exactly what he goes on. And that being said, he says, even quotes other opinion, which said, no, if a person excommunicated can count as a minion. Excommunicated actually doesn't necessarily mean that they sent them out to Siberia, but a person, let's say, for example, who doesn't give a get, perhaps can't get an aliyah, maybe he can't get an aliyah, but probably he can be still counted for a minyan. Okay, that's, and if you take a look, the Shulchan Aruch brings, which is obvious, it's the same person, right? And he says, Avaryan Shavar Gzat Tzibor, or Shavar Avera, a person who transgresses even the community standards. They made a certain standard, right? Doesn't matter, transgresses a sin, he can count towards a minyan. If it's a minuda, it's a person who's really been excommunicated, Emet Sarfin Utala Kodavar, you wouldn't count him, but he can still daven in a minyan, but actually the Beit Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch says you actually can't count him in such a minyan. This is a very important, fascinating distinction. Look at Source 20. Shizim Mishabur, not so simple. The Prima Gadim says, what type of error did this person do? The person who eats non-kosher food. Now, different people eat non-kosher food for different reasons. Some people eat non-kosher food, they're like, listen, I like sirloin steak. You can't get kosher sirloin steak in Thornhill. So I go to, I couldn't even tell you the name of a fancy non-kosher. We even have non-kosher fancy restaurants. Forget kosher, for sure we don't have. The keg is fancy?
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Keg to me seems like Keg to me seems like it's like a cheap place.
I just think what I see.
I mean, not cheap, like Burger King cheap, but to me that doesn't seem like...
Keg is expensive. People are upset that it was just bought by a Swiss Chalet. He was like...
Cheap?
Cheap.
Wait, you mean to tell me that a keg is like $50 steak? No way.
No, I'm not much of
it. Yeah, not in like Moxie's or something like that.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It just looks nice.
It looks nice. Because compared to kosher restaurants.
Like, look at the difference between that and Swiss Chalet. It's like a big difference.
But no, Swiss Chalet for sure is lower class.
Yeah.
No, but I'm saying like that's
uh-huh.
Vermont. I've never looked
okay. at the right. menu. You got like a downtown fancy place, you know, on Bloor, those places for sure. Like, you know, King Street, those places are fancy, right? Okay. Bergman says you have to make a distinction. Dafka Vera Shavar Latevan. If a person does things, because he's a taifa, he loves meat. He loves women. People do things for various reasons. Avala hachis? If a guy does it in spite, angry at God, right? And angry. Afilu b'davar echad oshehu mumor lavodas gilulim. Or a person who, let's say, I don't believe this is so popular today. They're like, they serve, they're Buddhist, or maybe not a Buddhist by example, but a Hindu, right? They actually serve idols, and here's one that's important. Or a person who is mechalel Shabbat b'farhesya. who desecrates Shabbos publicly. That means person who to drive to shul, person who gets into a car. That's Pefrasia, right? Dino ke'akum. He has the status of a non-Jew. Ve'eno mitstarif. Well, hold on, right? And he can't not join the minyan. Wow. This is not a chumrah of whoever. This is Mishnah Berurah. We're going to do. Okay, the truth is, compared to what he's going to say next, that's the big one. So what do we do? How do we deal with a person who's Machal Shabbos publicly? So, take a look at the Elkit Yosef. 29. This is not a long topic. Just two opinions. Elkit Yosef, Rav Moshe Feinstein, we'll end. Says the Elkit Yosef, you can't count people who desecrate Shabbos for Hesia. Now, this is very problematic. Chabad Minyanim live off these things. Sometimes at Hillel, we live off these things, right? We have Minyan in Hillel. Sometimes that 10th guy is from the couch, right? You need that 10th guy. Although Baruch Hashem is much better over the past couple of years, right? But every so often, once a year, twice a year, you have to sometimes take in people who wouldn't necessarily, shall we say, they don't keep Shabbos. Kigon, Sha'osim Mulacha, Shasura, Minotor, Bifnei Asara. Right, mi Yisrael biyachid, a guy who transgresses Shabbos, ubechlal ze mishenoheg mechonit b'Shabbos, pershur sarabim, or a guy who drives a car on Shabbos. You drive your car on Shabbos, you desecrate Shabbos. You can't count for minyan.
Oh shoot!
Right. Okay. Time out. Ready? Listen to these words. The yesh mikilim b'ze b'shatot chak. You can be lenient if you're desperate. Ubeprat b'tfila arvit, especially for marv and zorcha d'shat. Okay. And he says, "Goes lenient. The shas is chak. You can rely on him." Umikomakom. Here we go. Im omrim kaddish. If they say kaddish, so they're coming to shul. Their father passes away. They drive to shul to say kaddish for their father who passed away. Not uncommon at all.
On Shabbos.
On Shabbos. So he drives to shul on Shabbos, but they say kaddish. Not uncommon in the modern world. Him becheskat machal shavesia. They are desperate shavesia. Vaday should tzarich ashaliach tzibur o yisro kosher acher lomar imam kaddish. They should be the only person who's saying kaddish. The only person who says kaddish who sanctified God's name is the guy who drives the shul. They should tzu harab midechovatam. In order to everyone else fulfill their. Now that very interesting. This is the Yalkut Yosef. You don't remember. Let's put this in context. Where does Rav Avadya Yosef live?
Israel.
Right now he doesn't live anywhere. Where did he live? In Israel, Harnov, Yerushalayim, comes on Moshe Feinstein. America, New York, Manhattan, a little bit of a different perspective. Comes on Moshe Feinstein, he says, listen, what do I do about counting non-religious people? I don't even like using the word religious, because religious, I don't know what that means, but a person who drives the show, what do you do?
How strict are we on that in general?
Moshe Feinstein, well, you're sorry, I don't know what you're going to do now. I just quoted Moshe Feinstein.
No, but even like in Hillel. Sometimes we...
Right, so yeah, we don't like to. Right. We don't like to do it. It's not l'chatchila. First of all, I don't think it's the right thing to do because you're forcing people to daven, they can feel comfortable. Some people really actually don't mind. There are certain people who really don't mind. They're happy to do it. They feel a connection. They enjoy it. Right? So, I had people say no. And I remember for a couple of years, true story, there's a guy, his name was Ophir. Ophir was a young man from Montreal. He was saying Kaddish for his mother, passed away very young. He was living on campus. This is... First generation JLIC. I mean, this is like, not quite first generation. This is like Noam Grisman, Noah Schwartz, those guys, right? Those guys. So they were the same age. He lived on campus. He came to the Bayit to daven twice a week, and we made a minyan for him at Shacharis. This is before the 830 minyan started at the Bayit. And it's hard to imagine. This is before the 830 minyan. We started the 830 minyan here at the Bayit.
I remember the times we started the minyan.
So we needed a minyan at Hillel for this guy, and then eventually we started 30 minyan. He would come to it here at the Bayit. But make a long story short, it was mincha. This guy was saying kaddish. We couldn't get a 10th guy. We could. There was a person who was sitting at the Hillel desk. He refused to join the minyan. He says, "I don't daven. I believe in God. I don't daven. There's God of fear. I didn't do this." He goes, "He pleaded. He's like, listen, my mother passed away. I need to say kaddish." What did he do? He told all of us to stand in the hallway.
No way.
This is where the guy was in Staref. This guy was sitting at the desk, right? And Ophir said Kaddish while he was crying. It's a true story, right? Ophir's crying. He said, because I need a minion to say Kaddish. I'm not going to say Kaddish otherwise. So what do? We made the minion next to the little desk in front of the Hillel where the guy was sitting at the front desk of the door, right?
And was he reading
the Staref,
though?
Right. So he says, it was like so quick. Like it was, you didn't have time to react. It was like one of these, like, she said, okay. Anyways, it was a very interesting situation, you know, with emotion and with anti, I'm not part of the minyan, right? So, anyways, there's a lot to talk about that, but not for now. This is halacha time. So, Sefer Moshe Feinstein, he said, listen, he says, I can count individuals for Shema, Kedusha, Look at the fourth line. Kishim Shekiddush Hashem. Because to sanctify God's name is achiyuv af lifnei asara koifrim umumarim aim ach him Yisrael, says Moshe Feinstein. This is a fascinating mood. Rav Moshe Feinstein says, listen, is it considered desecrating God publicly if there are 10 male Jews who don't keep Shabbos? Does that have a status of Mekadesh Shem Shemayim? Because we know, if although we talk about it, there are certain things you have to transgress and take the bullet. Sorry, not to transgress and take a bullet. People don't realize there's actually a fourth thing: if to get up and to eat pig publicly in front of 10 Jews, you're not allowed to do, right? So it says Moshe Feinstein. Where he gets this from is unclear. He holds his limit. And he says, since 10 Jews, to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, meaning you're not allowed to be Mechala Shem Shemayim, can't desecrate God in front of 10 Jews who, even if they're mumars, even if they're apostates, even if they don't keep Shabbos, therefore, if that's considered desecrating God, in which case I'm not allowed to behave such a way, so for sure I can count them for a minyan for Kaddish. That's what Rav Moshe Feinstein says. And he quotes the Gemara Sanhedrin, which I want to get into the technicality, but that's what he learns from it. But he says something very important, which most shuls are makbid for, or at least they try to be. For at least the majority of your minyan, at least six of the men should be Shomrei Torah Mitzvot, that they didn't drive to Shul on Shabbos when you want to make a minyan Shabbat morning. Efshar Shekim Delo Mekayim LeChashiva, he says that's what definitely you should try and do. He's mefakbek what to do. He says, I can be matir, I can count them for Baruch Hu, for Kaddish, for Kedusha. They should listen to the Shaliach Tzibor, they should answer Amen, you should teach them. And he says, what you should do is maybe say Chazrat HaShatz together out loud, this way. For example, we do that sometimes, and a couple of times we only have exactly 10 men, especially if one of them are not necessarily Shomer Torah Mitzvot, we'll do the abbreviated Chazrat HaShatz. This way you're not potentially dealing with Amens that perhaps no one's answering to. That's what he says here. So again, Moshe Feinstein seems to be lenient and to say you can count the 10th person, perhaps ideally not to have the rove of people Mechalel Shabbos. The rule here, if I'm not mistaken, in most Orthodox shuls is, if a person drives to shul, if they're there, if they drive to shul, they can get an aliyah, but they cannot lead the davening.
No, I heard it has to be a mosif. It can't be one of the seven.
All right, so there are those who are makbid that they won't. What,
my brothers bar mitzvah, we gave all my uncles like
the asafa.
Yeah, I don't know if they know.
Right. They wouldn't know. They don't necessarily know. Very good point. There are those who are makbid, they won't give them as part of the seven, which is because the first seven on Shabbos are like the chiyuv of seven aliyahs on Shabbos, so they'll give them an asafa. That might be the policy in your shul. That's not the policy here.
You can give them whatever.
They will give them if it's a relative of the mitzvah boy. One of the guys says your tzait, they're going to give it to him anyways. Most probably, they're not going to give the guy a safat, but he will not be allowed to have the amud. That would be considered inappropriate. The guy who drives the shul is not going to on Shabbos is going to lead the tzibur of Musaf of Shabbos. That's considered inappropriate. Now, as one of the rabbis told me, have you ever met somebody who drives the shul who even knows how to lead the davening? Like, meaning, in the olden days that was maybe the case, but today in the old school Jews who traditional knew how to lead the davening and would drive the shul. Today, those people don't exist so much anymore. So, what? Yeah, so that's the... Anyways, we'll stop there for today. Excuse me, take something.